In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is now the Sunday after Nativity, brothers and sisters. And we have a story that is really hard to understand. Why do these kinds of things happen? We know that the number of holy innocents that were killed by Herod because he was trying to kill the Christ child was 10,000 children. Why should such a thing occur? Only sometime before, the angels are singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. The Magi are worshiping. And then Herod is killing. Can anybody understand this? I can't. There are many things in life that are very difficult to understand. The only thing I can understand from this is that the Christian life is about faith and hope and living the way that Christ wants us to live, and not to try to ponder the imponderables. It's really a very sad thing. Rachel weeping for her children because they are no more. 10,000 holy innocents that were killed because of the lust of one man, a pretender to the throne. This reminds me of when I spoke to you before, Sunday before Nativity, all of the genealogy of Christ. And I told you there were two genealogies that were presented that day, not only of the Lord's physical line from David and from Abraham, but also his spiritual line, those that live like he teaches us to live. That is, those who were spoken of in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, when he spoke of by faith they did this and by faith they did that. Two genealogies. And if you look carefully at those two genealogies, you'll see a lot of senseless things that went on. Things that we can't figure them out at all. The Jewish people had greatness and absolute depravity in their history. Sometimes in the same man. Sometimes in the same epoch. You can see it in the genealogy, which is in some places it's a rogue's gallery. And you can also see it in this spiritual genealogy of so many that have done so many great things, and yet, if you look at their times, the people contemporaneous with them, horrible things were happening. Mothers sacrificing their children to Baal. Now, I can understand better some sort of despot who wants to keep his power, having absolutely no sense of humanity within himself, killing children, a lot better than I can understand mothers sacrificing their children to an idol. And that's what happened in a time, a very dark time of Jewish history. And our history, because it's a Christian history too. Many, many things that we cannot make sense of. But I think this story today should teach us. It's not the details of he went here and he went there and the Magi did this and they did that. But the overall lesson is, follow the will of God. Listen to him. And things will turn out. Joseph listened. And things turned out. And even our Lord Jesus Christ, who could have summoned angels, he's God and man, he was capable of summoning angels even from the crib, chose to do things a quiet way. So shouldn't we also do things a quiet way? Shouldn't we just trust in God? Just listen closely. You know, to be able to hear an angel, you have to be a very special person. You have to be holy. And really, to be able to hear God's voice, you have to be listening carefully. And you have to be still and quiet. And all of us are called to hear God's voice. Few of us will ever hear angels because of our sins. But all of us are called to listen for God's voice. Because His voice should be leading us in everything we do day by day. And look at how the Lord reacted to violence. He didn't go and take an army of angels and destroy those that were violent. No. Their time would come. Instead, he fled to Egypt. And he waited. So, how should we deal with violence? By waiting on the Lord. By asking Him what we should do. All that's important in life is what we become. Herod thought what was important was being a king. So he killed for it. Eventually, the scriptures are very laconic. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord went to Egypt, went to Joseph. Herod died because he was eaten by worms. And in his misery, he developed this insatiable appetite. He just ate and ate and ate. So he became huge and fat and smelly, and people couldn't go near him. And when he was about to die, he made sure his brother was killed, and many others of his family were killed. And some of the Jewish Sanhedrin, who probably before had been so busy kowtowing to him to try to get what they could get. He had a whole bunch of people killed just before he died so that they wouldn't rejoice at his death. And then he went into eternity. A man with no love. A man who's learned none of the virtues. So how would he be when he reacts, when he sees the one who is all virtues and all goodness? He would react in terrible shame and weeping and gnashing of teeth and regret. That was Herod's death. Both agony in this world and in the next. All brought about by himself, by his own depravity. We can't understand why Herod did those things. We can't understand why there was a Hitler, why there was a Stalin. There's a hundred things that have happened in the last 100 years alone that are just impossible to understand. In the past 10 years, we can't understand. You can read the papers and see things that it just doesn't make any sense what people are doing to one another. Don't let this shake your faith. Right when God was born, 10,000 children were killed. Although I say we should not ponder the imponderable, let us address this question at least a little. Because it's a question that's on everyone's mind. Everyone always thinks, why this, why that? So let's answer it as a Christian answers it. I can't know why God allowed Herod to kill 10,000 innocents, except to know this. The greatest gift that God has given us is we have free will to choose. God doesn't force us to do anything. The only time when we are compelled to do things is when our own passions compel us, or someone else with passions compels us. God never does. Ever. And this is a great and a terrible gift because of how we have used this gift. Now God could, of course, with His power, not allow these things to happen, but then we wouldn't have free will. Herod's free will is as precious to God as mine and as yours. God loves Herod as He loves you and me and the saints. It might be incredibly hard for us to understand, but it is true. So the reason these things happen are fundamentally because man does not use the gift that God has given him. The free gift that God has given him. And if we look in our lives, we can see echoes of Herod. No, we're not murderers of infants. Thank God for that. But we are violent people. Let's be honest. When someone says something evil about us, how do we react? When someone thinks badly of us, how do we think of them? When we are inconvenienced, what do we feel? Let's face it, we are violent people. Christ is not violent. So we're a lot like Herod in more ways than we would like to say or admit. Herod used his gift of free will profligately. Let us use our gift well. But let us also recognize that there are places in our lives where we have basically given up our gift of free will. Because we've allowed our passions to take control of us. To make us angry, to make us lust, to make us lazy, to make us very haphazard in saying our prayers, to make us have priorities that are not good, to make us seem to say, oh, this is the, again, all I did was watch TV today, and I didn't say my prayers. All those things are a way of our free will being taken from us. Not by God, but by ourselves. So shouldn't, when we read this story, shouldn't we think of our pitiableness here? Of how we are also enslaved, just like Herod. Herod was enslaved to a desire for power and for prestige, to be a king. And so he killed for that. That's what drove him to kill. What are we consumed with? If we are consumed with the love of God, then all things make sense. I hope you share with me the desire that someday all things will make sense. There's a lot out there that just I can't figure out. And it hurts me. Because there's so much pain in the world. I wonder why. We can't understand. But the Lord will give us all wisdom. And with wisdom will come understanding. And with understanding comes acceptance. Comes an ability to be able to put it to rest. That's what I'm looking forward to. As the Lord slowly changes me, changes you. Don't try to make sense out of the insensible. Instead, follow God.